Hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey, now you're a rock star. Get your show on and get paid. All that glitters is gold, and only shooting star break the mold.
Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
I'm Sporky, for now.
I am Davide, and I do have a colon. It's in my body.
Me too.
Me three?
That's good. Not you try?
This is something that we all have in common with the podcast.
Yeah.
We all have a colon.
Yeah. Today we watched a thing that explained a lot of stuff that we didn't need to know.
But I'm glad I know it.
It's like that part in like Madoka where they start talking about aliens and you're like, I don't care. I don't need to know all of this. And they keep talking about aliens and it's like, this would have been so much better if you didn't tell me that it was aliens.
This is
I'm
the
not
part...
saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
Yeah.
This is the part where Garrett says Madoka's just secretly Kamen Rider Ryuki anyway.
I don't know what that is.
Is Kamen Rider Ryuki whatever that is, also kind of bad and way overhyped?
No, I like Madoka. Madoka's, like good. It's a solid 7 out of 10.
Ryuki's, like, not the best, considering, like, when they brought it over to America, they made it better. I don't think it's overhyped, though.
Alright.
Madoka's good. I don't mind Madoka. I don't know if it was overhyped, because I'm not a member of the anime community, but... I watched
it was hyped to hell and back.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not bad. I wish they would explain. They didn't explain stuff by saying, oh, it's aliens. I wish it was just like, these are things that happen. But whatever. It has cool, like, cool, weird art style whenever they do fights.
I just secretly have never actually finished Madoka, so I didn't know anything about aliens until now.
No, but I didn't watch the film because I... don't think it needs a film.
Like, I watched
it really doesn't.
But I watched the fight scene from the film where what's her name and what's her name are setting up guns to shoot each other and it looks really pretty.
That's true.
But none of this is about Digimon. We gotta talk about Digimon for being a Digimon podcast. Yes.
Not sure I agree with that statement.
Okay, well, we're talking about Digimon anyway.
Okay.
So Digimon, so Matt's bad. That's where we left off last time, and that's where we start this time. Yeah. Matt is bad.
This episode is bad.
No, this episode's pretty good. It's maybe like the second best Dark Masters arc episode so far.
I disagree. Yeah.
Not that it has much to go up against except like playing games, but I already said second best.
That's true. Yeah, it's definitely the best one after playing games, which so far doesn't mean much. We got like 10 more episodes, several of which are good.
9 more episodes after this one.
Well, I was off by one.
That's the joke. I don't think anybody knows this joke because it happened on an unreleased episode of Tsundere Anime.
I think we've referenced it like 12 times, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting for that to turn out to be 11. Someone please count that.
Oh, yeah, that because then we turned it up to 11.
Also good.
Maybe.
Okay, jokes aside, anyway. Digimon.
Yeah.
I do want to start and say, like, the dub's bad this episode. It takes, like, all the cool character parts and replaces them with dumb, kind of the same thing lines instead, but not the same.
Oh, like every episode of the dub? Like
no,
episode
because,
of
like, there's
a little bit more than usual.
There's some episodes where it's fine. So I feel like, because of that, I have to differentiate Dubtai and Subtai as two different characters now.
Yeah.
Because one I like now, and the other's still a shit.
Hey, Garrett, I'm Dubtai! This is my voice!
That's the one that's bad now. because Subtai is good now. Especially when he punches Matt, and then he's punching Matt from all of the Digimon that died so they can continue on. Because
what about Domtai?
this isn't going sexual right now, so we're just gonna put that on the back burner for now.
Isn't every of our episodes going sexual?
No, only the ones with Serg and or Rachel.
Before we get too far in, I should tell us that this week we watched episode number 45 of Digimon Adventure, which is called Kyukyotkutai Gekitotsu Wogremon vs Metaru Guremon. Clash of the Ultimates, Wargreymon versus Metal Guru Uman, or The Ultimate Clash.
Yeah, the episode title's kind of bad. The title of the episode is the worst thing about the episode.
Of Ultimate
it's
Destiny.
Also barely what happened in the episode.
I know, and that's why this episode's good.
Yeah.
So where was I? I was talking about why Tai is good now. Because he punches Matt. But he punches Matt for the right reasons.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he punches Matt and is like, hey man, I'm punching you because like the people that sacrifice themselves for us want this exact thing we're doing to not be happening right now.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot. That
being said, it's also the last time that he punches Matt, and Matt needs to be punched like every episode.
Oh, that's
so I'm gonna deduct some points.
That's really sad. And like he doesn't even want to punch him at first. Because Ty's just like, this is dumb. We're not going to fight. And then he like tries to walk away. And then in the sub, the better version of this episode. Hold on a second. I'm going to cough. All right. Coughing aside, when Ty walks away, Agumon's like, man, Ty, you sure are a mature dude now. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to buy this. It's a good line. Ty is different now and new. And that's exciting. He's less bad now. I like it.
Okay.
This is like Tri Movie Part 1. This episode.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the same thing.
Yeah,
except they don't punch.
Back when Tri was good.
Yeah. Yeah, Tri 1 solid.
Actually, this episode kind of more than anything else sets up Tri.
Yeah.
The only thing missing is a Mako.
Which is
for the best.
Well, I mean, really, like, when Mako's not on screen, everybody should be asking, hey, where's Mako?
Absolutely. And the fact that they're not is really a crying shame.
Right, exactly.
Why is the shame crying?
Because that's the kink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the trying game.
Oh, that's a good pun.
Thank you.
So, I like that one.
I've never actually seen the crying game.
Neither have I.
I think I probably should.
It's like really depressing and stuff, so viewer discretion is advised for this joke. Cool.
I bet Serg sends us a tweet and tells us exactly what the crying game is about.
You know what? Actually, we need to sidebar for a second, because we have an email that I didn't tell anybody about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. I'm going to open that up and read that. And the reason why that reminded me of it is because it was from Serg.
Alright.
Or there's just other ones now. Who knows? There aren't. So I'm gonna read this email in mail time. Do you wanna hit me up with the mail time song, Sporky?
This is the mail time.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna read this email that we got from.
I'm a little impressed. I remembered all of those words.
There's not that many.
There's not that many, but I also never remember those words.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Anyway, so this email.
Yes.
This email, which you are going to read.
Yes, I know. Sorry, I'll remember to compliment you less next time.
All right.
So this is from Serg, as I said like 14 times already, because we repeat ourselves on this show. And this email reads, I have another question for the once and future Digibait Club. This will not be happening in the future.
No.
Digimon has been used in so many games at this point across various genres, and I wanted your opinions. What is the worst genre for this license? I feel like some of the more character-driven chapters and JRPGs prove that it can be more cerebral and could imagine it going plenty of different places. Parentheses, even VNs? Parentheses, what do you think? The All answer right. is Kart Racer.
No, Digimon Racing would be fun.
I disagree.
I mean, it exists. You can.
Does it?
I think so.
Fuck, I was hoping, like, I was hoping, I was just thinking of, like, the Sonic Racers Game Gear game, and, like, there wasn't one.
Yeah, no, Digimon Racing is just the name of the game.
Oh, fuck.
I will now Google it.
It was a Game Boy Advance game.
That's the worst one.
I will now Google it. Digimon Racing GBA. Oh, this looks fun. This looks like not like a ripoff of Mario Kart at all.
All right, so I love that it's rated 3+.
That's a weird. Is that like the EU?
That's European. That's European.
Okay, I've just never seen that before.
That's Peggy.
So anyway, so let's see. Let's first think through what things it's actually.
Like, I mean, I gave my answer on Twitter, and it's a dating game, mostly because dating game is the wrong genre for any game. So
I disagree.
Yeah,
Digimon can make a pretty good dating sim. Yeah, you just take out the part where they're yeah, like you just take out the dating part, and then you're just like you build affection with your Digimon.
Sorry, I'm
like it's called Digimon Next Order. Like it exists.
I don't care. I'm looking at a gameplay of Digimon Racing, and why do you pick up your special attack from Mario Kart boxes instead of just being able to do them like a proper Digimon? That's stupid.
Because, again, kart racing is the worst genre for the license.
Why does Patamon have wing? Why does he grow wings? This is wrong.
Because Patamon has wings.
Yeah.
No, but it grows like other wings.
I think that legitimately happened somewhere in some episode.
I disagree with the whole being of this game.
I don't remember that, but okay.
You know what? It actually happens in Try, I think. Because remember when Patamon digivolves, like the wings grow big and like covers them and then makes the digi egg?
I don't care. This is bad.
I was thinking that was more of a Angelic Lair thing, which,
we've been talking a lot about Angelic Lair recently.
Yeah, well, the Shoujo and Tell people decided to tell me that it doesn't count as Shoujo. I got told.
Okay, so
are you subtweeting them here?
What's his name's other podcast, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that, what's his name? The person we're having on as a guest.
Well, that
here
will make it...
you see how disorganized we are that I don't know.
Yeah,
I just sort of kind of saw them on Twitter and went, hey, can I come on an episode of your podcast?
That's Jeff's other podcast having on.
I sort of wanted
Jeff,
to
butt sorry. I forgot your name for like 5 minutes. Please still come on this podcast.
I sort of wanted to butt into the conversation and say just please take her, otherwise she'll keep talking about like Cat Captor Sakura on our podcast.
I'm
gonna do that either way.
I mean, I will also do that question mark.
Yeah.
You're obviously the better option for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure
like,
there's some
we're done with Cardcaptor Sakura for now. What else would you want to do? And I was like, Angelic Lair is great. I watched it last week. And they were like, no, that is a shonen. And I went, oh.
Alright. Disagree?
I mean, it's both, but
yeah,
it is like girly as fuck.
Which is why it's a good shonen, is because it's also shoujo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All shonen should be.
I'm not gonna say no to that because that's true.
Like I'm just saying, like if we had you know an episode in which Goku needed to work out his problems with his friends and hit hugs, that'd be pretty cool.
Isn't that how spirit bombs work? Don't you just give Goku your energy through hugs? But they're like invisible spirit hugs.
They are, but they need to be visible, you know, regular hugs.
Okay.
He might need to cry.
Wait, in this Digimon Racing game, you can be the guys from the Sentai Digimon thing?
Also, remember like a year ago when we were all making jokes about how there should be a Dragon Baseball Z game? And then Dragon Ball Super? Dragon Ball Super just had an episode in which that happened.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds delightful.
It was. And exactly the joke we made up. Yamcha ends up in a crater. Almost dead.
This all sounds right. However, this is all not Digimon.
They've been monitoring Slack, buddy.
This is pretty Digimon. I'm looking the Digimon.
So we should loop back to Digimon.
Wait, does Galadmon going around? Wait, no, this is Omnimon. What the fuck? Why is he walking around the track?
It's Omegamon.
Thank you.
I don't care. Like, I did that just to have my one actually joke.
Actually, what? If it's Gallantmon, the other one is Dukemon.
Yeah, and Chaos Dukemon's better anyway.
No, this is Omegamon, and it's like 10 times taller than a regular Digimon, which I don't think it's canon.
You know, that's one of those things like Eva's where it just changes size all the fucking time.
I don't think that actually happens.
In Eva?
Yeah.
Or in Digimon?
In Eva.
No, if there's like an article on the Eva wiki about it where people will measure their height in reference to other things in the background. And
Total Luke situation.
We are still
01 and bigger 01.
So Digimon.
Okay, what's the Digimon? The thing I wanted to do a little bit ago, which was
why are you capturing? Sorry, this is Digimon. This is the Digimon racing game. Why is when you defeat like Omnimon, instead of like killing him, you just capture it in a bubble? Like this is fucking Steven Universe. Steven Universe.
Kart racing is the worst genre for.
But this is not even Digimon. Kart racing. This is not
probably
even
probably just a reskin of a different game.
Right.
This is not even kart racing. They're doing like boss fight. They're like walking around an arena and shooting like a giant Omnimon.
Actually, that sounds like the best thing you've said about this so far.
It looks really bad.
Digimon fighting games are just all pretty universally bad.
I don't think that's the worst genre for it. Like, I feel like they could just do one and it'd be fine.
Yeah.
I will fight you on this because PlayStation 1 Digimon Rumble Arena is a perfectly serviceable game. It's fun. I watched you play it
and it looked kind of
dumb.
Vimon
is broken. Vimon is like the best dude in the game. His evolved form is worse than him. Vimon's like noob combo attack is just stronger than anything else in the game. In the PS1 version.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see. So role playing games, it's actually pretty good at. Fighting games, it's kind of bad at.
Yep, role playing games are good.
Bad. Racing game sounds pretty bad.
Yes.
Card games, pretty good.
Yep.
What are some other big genres? Oh, it would be a bad first-person shooter.
Ooh, you know, though, but, like, there's all those gun Digimon, Sporky.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but, like, it's a general-purpose thing about Digimon.
Sorry. It would play great as like an armored core clone, just like you pilot this giant fucking Wargreymon or whatever. It's fun.
All right, so now it's my turn, and
it's never
try
turn,
music
Garrett.
Goes in here. And try music out. So now after try spoilers, we have determined that first person shooters are okay.
There is exactly one good one.
Yes.
Is what we determined.
Correct.
Let's see. Oh, it would be an okay Skyrim?
Yeah, like an open world, like you're a kid in the digital world. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Okay. What are some other big ones? I've brought up before that I still think there absolutely needs to be a Gone Digital.
Yep, that'd be good.
A what?
Gone Home.
Oh. Ty just wanders around the digital world, finds out his sister's a lesbian.
All right, yeah, that's all right.
I mean, that's better than the alternative canon.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be too good of an RTS.
Yeah, isn't that like that one Digimon series that ends with like armies of Digimon fighting?
I guess that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more like a Suikoden thing than like a true RTS.
And I feel like that's kind of served as more of a tactics game.
Right. I agree with that. Did you want to make a good tactics game?
But, you know, still probably not. I don't think we've. RTS would be worse than Kart Racer.
True.
Okay, dating sim, maybe okay, but I definitely don't want to be a human dating Digimon.
You take out the dating part and just have like you raise your affection with your Digimon.
Yeah, that's what that was the dating game about Digimon is about. You need to fuck all those Digimon.
That's exactly what it's not about.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of Pokemon furry porn out there.
I mean, there's a lot of Digimon furry porn out there.
Yes.
In my experience, as a former professional porn translator...
Were you professional?
It's what I did for a living.
Okay, that's fair.
Is that what you put on your, like, business card?
All right, fine. Freelance porn translator. Okay. There is so much more Pokemon.
Okay. I mean, it's also more popular, so I guess that makes sense.
That's true. But I mean, just like in terms of percentage wise, way more of it is human on human.
Yeah, because Digimon have better characters.
Yeah, that's true.
To have fuck, I guess.
Let's see. Other things that happen.
Garrett, that sentence was good.
Really.
That was a good sentence, Garrett.
I tried. Like, that was deliberate to add that second half to it.
Okay, that was a good sentence.
Let's see. So,
I will now genre. Google video game genre. Googling a thing.
Yeah.
Googling a thing. Googling a thing.
I still... Okay, so I'm still of the opinion that the fighting is the worst part of Digimon, so I don't know why you'd make it a fighting game.
Because it could be good.
Yeah.
What if Arc Systems made like a Digimon fighter instead of a Dragon Ball Z one?
Yeah, that would probably be fine. Suck. What about a tower defense game? Do you have to defend the tower? That's alright. You can defend the tower. Simulation.
Yeah, because you could have an O2 thing where you're playing as Ken and you have to defend a dark tower.
Oh yeah, you can just be Ken. That'd be pretty awesome.
I have made this game.
Platform games. Would you make a good platform game?
I mean, pretty much anything can be.
Yeah.
It would be no worse than like a Bugs Bunny platform.
Yeah, right. That's fair. Stealth game. Do you see Digimon stealth game, Metal Gear, DG?
With Commando Mon, yes.
Yeah, Metal Greymon Solid.
Survival game. I like this. You have to survive in the Digimon Island and you're like lost. And you're scavenging for food.
Digimon survival game.
Yeah, that's
good. Rhythm game, sure, it has good music. You couldn't make a rhythm game with the American soundtrack with that.
Oh, you could,
does that not exist?
You could do a Mimi Idol game.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Metroidvania. I don't like Metroidvania, so I'm going to say no.
I think you could do it. Like, yeah, it'd be fine.
Survival horror. Especially if you had something... Like, if you could have two Digimon at a time and their abilities could, like, intersect in some way, you could do some really cool stuff.
Whatever. Survival horror. What horror would you face in the Digimon game?
Oh, maybe you could totally do a Dark Ocean game.
No, wait.
Digimon.
I have a concept. It's like, it's set in the Digimon 01, Digimon Adventure world, and you're playing as the Japanese version of your character, and you're haunted by the dub version that tries to replace you.
Boo. Boo.
So you start hearing, like, Tai, great voice! But, like, with dramatic music, and, like, you don't know exactly what it is, and then just kills you. And then you have to figure out if your other characters are being replaced or not. And it's sort of like a psychological thing. It's like the thing, but with Digimon.
I feel like that'd be pretty easy to figure out.
I think I have the answer.
Are they speaking Japanese?
That's true. So I have the answer for worst genre for the license. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Dark Souls.
No, that would be all right.
There is already a Dark Souls.
Yeah, but Digimon Dark Souls is right.
No.
Also, like, we know that Dark Souls is Digimon, so I don't think that's a problem.
That's why it's the worst.
I mean, there already is a Digimon game that's Dark Souls genre, and it's Dark Souls, and that works, that's alright. I don't think that's a problem. Well, text adventure, graphic adventures, I don't think that's change.
So it seems like most Digimon are kind of ranged attacks, and that's certainly not the one thing I know about Dark Souls.
Yeah, you can
figure it out. Most builds are not ranged.
No, but let me tell you about these archers, though.
shut up, Carrot.
I the archers are fine. Like that was literally just a joke I made.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but construction I mean.
And management simulation. What do you think like, about construction?
I totally... That's actually like half of the games where like you need to, you know, build up file islands.
Harvest Digifarm Builder.
About a 4X game?
No, because
I could
like,
see that.
You could do that because like that would be like
could
your
do a
Cross
Digimon
Wars. Game
Civ.
Yeah, you would do like a Cross Wars and like you take territory and stuff.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine. So far, yeah, we've still got Kart Racer.
Yeah, I think Kart Racer's still the answer.
I still think Dating Sim is the answer.
That's so wrong though, because there's so many things you can do.
Yeah, but that sucks. Logic games.
The thing is,
game.
I know you don't like Dating Sims, but if you take it on its own merits, I don't think Digimon makes a worse dating sim game than other dating sim games.
Alright, I'll give you that. Advert game? No, that's perfectly fine. Would it make a good Christian game?
Sure, Angemon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's see, Christian game? I'm almost down the list, so would it make
you
a good
fight the devil?
Would it make a good esport? What's an Exer game?
Oh, you know, like, I'd play a League about Digimon.
Yeah, League of Digi.
Oh, would it make a good serious game?
A good what game?
A good serious game. Would it make a good game about, you know, issues that happen in the real world and there are serious...
Sure, like, right? Ken is nothing but walking PTSD.
Yeah.
And so is Hikari by the end, right?
Yeah. So is, like, the first part of Try when it's good.
I think I'm done. I think we're settled on Kart Racing.
Oh, man,
game.
We've got one more.
Yep.
Joe's Brain Trainer.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to do Trauma Digi.
Okay. Yeah. Also a Joe game. All right, fine. It can be Izzy's Brain Trainer, Joe's Trauma Center.
That makes sense.
I now want to make, like, a suit of game, like, each one for each character.
Oh, wait. I know which genre won't work. The one where you play as Matt. Nailed it.
Now I can be Matt Puncher. Where you punch Matt?
You don't play as him. That's not you playing as Matt.
Yeah, I know. The thing is that you don't play as him because it's terrible.
Yep.
Well, that's why that's the worst genre for a Digimon
actually,
game.
I'm pretty into like a Phoenix Wright style about Digimon.
What's the framing?
It's just
you go to DigiCorp.
No, it's just full of cases where people are trying to get rid of their debts from the Digi restaurant.
Garrett.
Oh yeah, okay, that'd be pretty good.
Garrett, are you just
Digimon
the Digi
Bait
Club in that version?
No, there's the Digi Bait Club's gone forever. How dare you even try to bring this into Phoenix, right?
Even try with an eye.
Restaurant Simulator, where you have to take advantage of as many customers as possible.
Oh my god. Okay, so I think we've determined every genre except the one where you play as Matt is acceptable.
Also kart racing.
Kart racing is also pretty bad.
But not as bad. The worst is kart racing as Matt.
Ooh, yeah, that is the worst. So guys,
so this episode,
I think we need to go back and talk about the episode now.
Do we?
Thank you for that email, sir. We should get more of those. They would be helpful.
Yeah,
I know it would have been super helpful when we were watching like an episode I didn't have things to say about, but
yeah,
I had things to say about this one.
So there's briefly a fight, and then it gets interrupted by the lore.
Thank God.
Yeah, that fight worked for the 30 seconds it went on for.
Right, like, it went on for, like, the perfect amount of time, which is, like, barely any at all. I'm proud of them. They made a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I start having questions. So, hey, Sparky. Mm-hmm. Remember when they used the crest to like warp everybody in the light? And then remember like 15 minutes later where they're like, yeah, the crest actually don't really do anything.
Well, they said the digivices don't do anything.
No, they also say the crests.
Yep.
I thought they didn't find out about the crests till later, but okay, yeah, the crests also don't do anything.
They legit say like both are pretty useless. They're there to assist.
Okay. Well, that sort of makes sense. So the crests are not necessary for evolution, but that doesn't mean they don't have any
uses.
The
true crest was inside you all along.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet.
We'll get there, though. Also, they figured out the names out of nowhere, though.
No, nah, they had all figured that out by then.
No,
oh, no, because Piccolomon told them.
Piccolomon told them. Yeah.
I am courage. I am purity. I am sincerity. This doesn't make any sense. I know, but let's just go along with it.
And now Matt, I just Matt pictured had to be Matt. Reminded. I oh my god, guys, like I want to get like the voice of Eeyore to just do like I'm friendship. Cuz it is so good.
I might see if I can find time before this comes out to just find a clip of Eeyore saying the word friendship.
Oh, that's good. I like this. I like where this is going. But okay, so we gotta back up. I'm jumping ahead. So they fight for a bit, and then Hikari
gets possessed.
Yeah. Well, she's like talking to some lights.
Like you do.
Right. Because she's the only one that can hear them.
Which isn't concerning.
Then it possesses her.
Brother, I can hear the lies. This is all
fine.
Yeah,
she hit the brown acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something.
I like that her dub voice is clearly just her voice actress not trying to sound like a child anymore.
They kind of just like reverb it a little bit.
There's that too, but it's just like, you can always tell that it's just an adult woman trying to sound like a kid, and now she's not bothering.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
So they explain a bunch of stuff that really would have been fine if they didn't.
We're not there yet.
We're still talking about things. Quite there.
Because we gotta talk about how the light is like bullshit and like can do all these things that would be super helpful, like at any other time. So we'll never see it again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like the magical transportation, the magical copying Edamon's dark network power. Because they digivolve. That's dark network power.
We will get the reverse of that in a couple episodes.
That's interesting, and I don't remember that.
Yeah, Hikari can just make Agumon warp evolve, even though at that time Tai can't, because she gets possessed by some light again.
The light stuff's kind of dumb. Like,
isn't the light the villain from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX?
Maybe.
No. The problem is she gets possessed by Light Yagami.
Because they
you made a Death Note joke. I see what happened there.
Because it's the only Death Note joke that I can make.
Because there are like three schools in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and it's like there's the red one, there's the yellow one, and there's the blue one, I think. And then like at some point there's the white school, and people go into the white school and become like evil. And it's one episode with
Matt. That's when I stopped watching.
Oh, yeah, but Yu-Gi-Oh! GX is like good and interesting.
I would strain to call any Yu-Gi-Oh! Related thing good. But
well,
it's interesting.
That's you. I think.
It's interesting. I agree with the fact that
However,
interesting.
Digimon.
I like the idea of a school.
Yeah.
So there's like the bad part where we talk about the generic light and dark and balance and shit and no one cares.
They all go like in the Matrix, like the scene where it's like Gantz and they're like in the Matrix, but then everything goes dark. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so like,
and by cool I mean stupid.
So it's not interesting there, but then it gets interesting because then we flash back to the Heightened View Terrace
like
event.
They explain that things are evil. It's like, you are here because evil and good. I just wish that the character was like, we know they're explaining
that they want to keep balance. Like that's a thing.
But yeah, you don't need any of, like, this is my issue. Like, to make the story make sense, you don't need anything of what has been said here. Like, none of this matters or is relevant. Like, those are like Yeah, I mean, good fighting game. Well, those are all like assumptions that you just take for granted in story, and you don't need like people to explain them to you.
I mean, it's relevant in the sense going to let me finish?
I want to continue my point, and then I'll let you talk. Why have people talk about a prophecy if then you have to re-explain everything? Like, if you tell me, like, oh, there's this prophecy, whatever, I take it for granted, okay, this is the thing. So, if you wanted to do a cool thing, you could cut all of the stuff about a prophecy and just have this bit here, and that would make sense. Or you can cut this bit here and just have a prophecy. Why have two things?
What you can have? I don't know. One? I kind of want to know where the prophecies come from. Like, who prophesied?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, right, Garrett. Like, this gets led up to from, like, the beginning of the episode. Because, like, the whole question stems from, like, when Matt and Ty are arguing in the beginning. And then Matt's like, well, like, why are we chosen anyway? Because Joe comes in and says something to bring it up. So, like, this is literally just, like, they found someone who knows these things. So they're getting this answer explained that they asked. Like, yeah, it's perfectly serviceable to do.
But, like, the fact that they asked is, like, a thing that the writer chooses. It's not, like, the character themselves asked this.
But it totally makes sense for this character art of Matt right now, as bad as it may be. Like, this makes sense in that series of events with Matt.
I think... not even, because, like, it's a very...
It totally does!
If you let me finish. It's like... It is a way to close that thing. It is also like a very lazy way to close that thing because it's not a big emotional payoff, someone coming to you and literally explaining the thing to you. Like, usually prophecy are like themes about fate and stuff like that. And like having like a moment that for Matt is like a crisis of fate resolved by God coming down and telling you, no, Matt, I exist. Everything's fine. That's like a really weird moment.
That's not like it doesn't solve Matt's dilemma though. Like, it doesn't do that.
It doesn't, but it makes it like so much easier. It's like, again, like
have another prophecy again and be pretty okay with it.
Yeah, that's good also.
But like, you're going to at least let it be one of those weird, ambiguous, maybe self fulfilling prophecies.
I mean, this isn't the even like there's not even necessary a prophecy here. Like, it's literally just explaining how Matt is here.
Yeah,
and,
but
Matt literally had only
just now said, I want to know who chose us to be the Digidestined.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to tell you now.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, the whole Matt's plot...
It wants to
be like a crisis of fate, and it's like, again, this is a crisis of fate where God comes down and just says, yeah, this is cool, go on, Matt. And then Matt goes, and I don't get the motivation why Matt goes off at the end of the episode. It's like, what?
They're kind of going back to...
Because he still has the crisis of faith. Like, it didn't resolve it for him.
It didn't really. Plus, him going off to be on his own and intentionally saying, no, my brother will be fine, these guys will take care of him, is actually growth from where he was before.
Yeah, I guess.
Like... the intervention really only made him realize that he was doing it wrong to find himself before. It still did not give him the answer he was looking for.
I still think that it's like very emotionally unfulfilling for how much
I think that if they were going to make a big deal out of who chose us to be the Digidestined, the first time someone asked that question should not have been 2 minutes before they answered it.
Also that.
That's fair, but like, I don't think that's like the big deal out of it.
Anyway, so the really unexplained thing that might come up in Try 6 is, why the fuck did Paimon put some random black dot into Genai's back?
Yeah, there was that.
Did that make him old? We don't know.
Yeah, they don't really touch that. So anyway, so they don't actually explain why they're the chosen kids. Because, like, they talk about this, actually. They kind of explain Ty.
Well, they're just like, Ty has the ability to make somebody digivolve.
Yeah.
That's not the digivice. That's just what makes you special.
Technically, they said Ty and Hikari. They said both of them. But they don't ever explain, like, what this is. They're like, oh, we noticed the same thing that we don't know what it is in the other children.
Yeah, but
that's lame.
That's It's so weird because this is all stuff that, like, thematically you can get. Just watch the fucking intro film of episode zero or whatever, and you sort of, like, get. It's like, okay, like, they're friends with DJ. Like, this is... None of this needed to be explained. I don't care about it.
I mean, while...
Especially since... like, later canon will just straight up contradict this, which is like, oh no, literally anybody can be a Digidestin.
Okay,
that's the O2 ending, which is canon.
So we haven't got there yet, so that's not technically an issue right now here.
Okay, but it will be one.
And while you don't need to have explained this, this brings up some way cooler stuff that's never going to be touched on again.
What's the way cooler stuff?
Like, there's just a race of Genai people?
Oh, I mean, I like that. And my problem is that it doesn't get touched on again. Like, it's just a mean to explain whatever that happens in this
like,
area.
Like, there are like,
I mean,
a type of person, people, thing in the digital world, and there were multiple of them.
If this was like that
Tri actually does something with this is maybe my favorite thing about Tri.
That is cool.
Wait,
like, if Adventure...
the Tri did something with this? Is this in the part I haven't watched yet?
A little bit.
Okay.
They're not super there yet, but it looks like Six is leading into it.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's sort of my problem. If Adventure did like, if this was like the new direction it was going, it was like, oh, now this is like a big part of it, I would be like, yeah, cool, great, go for it. But like, how is this position in the story in a narrative sense? It's just there to like explain the wider.
I don't know, because like, there's always kind of been like this doubt and question, or at least it's been more upfront in the Dark Masters arc where they're like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, wasn't this just supposed to solve itself? Like,
yeah, but like,
we gotta eat kids together. What the hell?
Something doubt with like people explaining things to you is not good. Like, it's not a fulfilling story arc. It's like,
to a certain extent, I appreciate that, you know, there was a prophecy. You get the eight kids together and everything will be fine. And the kids took it a little too literally. And that part's cool.
Yeah, but like you don't,
2 episodes ago, where Tai was straight up asking Piccolo-mon, what the hell, we're all together, why didn't the Dark Masters die?
Yeah, but I don't think it's good.
I feel like you're thinking that this explains too much when it really doesn't explain all
that
much.
I don't think it explains too much. That's the difference. I don't think it explains too much. I think it explains a lot of stuff that it's unnecessary. And I think it's not a good emotional payoff to have, like, doubt resolved by...
I mean, I don't...
people telling you that...
I don't know why there needs to be emotional stuff in this. I think it's really cool from a world-building perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, I will prompt this. I don't care about world-building if it's not in the story. And all the cool world-building stuff that is in this part, it's not in the story at any point. I agree. If they used... the Genai race, that would be cool. That, like, the fucking factory, yeah, that is, like, a cool incipit. Like, what the fuck is this factory? Are there more of this? Is this, like, a thing that's going on? And that's really cool, but it's not in the story. It's just, like, something that they mentioned and that never happened again. So, you know, I don't care about
also
that.
Kind of badass and never done again. You can just use Mechanoimon as a Gundam.
Yeah!
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
Remember that part before that where Genai had a sword?
Yeah,
I think all of that is like
he was
really
cool
good if they actually used it.
It wasn't a laser sword, though.
No, I was just imagining the main thing
Kuwabara
I remember from Yu Yu Hakusho was the commercial where he goes, and let's not forget, I've got a sword!
I mean, he does. Kuwabara is a good character.
Kuwabara doesn't have a sword, laser sword. He has a fire sword.
No, he has a spirit sword, technically.
Yeah, but it looks like fire.
That's pretty lasery.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a laser.
I guess. It looks like fire.
No, it looks like a corrupted lightsaber.
I'm gonna Google
it. It's a lightsaber.
I'm gonna Google it because I think I remember it looks like fire.
I mean, it's orange.
Googling thing. This
anyway, unlike Davide, I am into this.
This
lore dump. Even if it doesn't come back, I like having this to think about.
Yeah, the math stuff isn't interesting, but the lore stuff is one of my favorite things about the series.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a lightsaber because it's not, like, straight. It's, like, flaming and stuff.
Yeah, but if you look at a corrupted lightsaber like Kylo Ren's lightsaber, it totally matches that.
Let's see. Corrupted. Yeah. I don't know anything about Star Wars. I think those are really
I don't know if that's the official term for it, but yeah.
It's a corrupted crystal.
Seven.
I disagree. I think Star Wars is really dumb. Anyhow, moving on.
Did the Genai race genetically engineer the Digimon?
Yep.
That part isn't clear. It's not like these Digimon don't exist in nature. It's not genetic engineering, but they did connect those eggs to the tags and crests and right. The Digivices. And I think maybe they forged that link.
So sub question. Do Digimon digivolve without human interaction?
Yes. I should
have known that, actually, because, like, there has been cases of that.
But yeah.
It isn't as...
It takes many years longer, potentially centuries, I think.
Right.
And because so it's not something you can really rely on.
Because there's also the thing where, like, when other Digimon digivolve, they don't regenerate back.
Right. The human involved ones are temporary, but as a result, more powerful for no particular reason.
So that brings up, at some point, do the partner Digimon just digivolve naturally to their next stage?
I mean, Gatomon did, so presumably yes.
Yes.
Because I guess if we bring it back to the ending of O2, which is still canon, that didn't happen.
That's true.
And that was like an amount of years.
Okay, my theory is that when you're with a human partner, you cannot digivolve naturally.
That could be the case.
That could be possible.
The other possibility is that it's supposed to just take decades. That's why the humans have to get involved, is there just weren't any other dudes strong enough to do it.
But again, Gatomon or Tailmon.
We know that Gatomon evolved in like...
We know that the difficult experiences can speed that up. And that is canonically why Gatomon is a level higher.
Speaking of Tailmon, like, they actually they spell out what happened there.
Yeah, they do, which is actually nice. Gatomon's egg got dropped when Genai got hit by a missile.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, who cares?
I care.
Think that's kind of, yeah. Actually,
it was a lingering question.
Why wasn't she there?
That gets weird, because, like, with the whole prophecy part, it's like, well, Hikari also wasn't there at the beginning, so, like, that's a weird coincidence that happened.
Yeah, like,
did one influence
fair.
The other?
You know, it's not totally unbelievable
prophecy.
As a headcanon that they gave her the cold that would only last a couple of days intentionally.
I mean,
we find out pretty
soon.
Was
the cold an influence from the whatever that possesses Hikari?
Well, we don't know that much, but we do know that when she has a fever, she is easier to possess.
Well, see, so who knows? Maybe there's something there.
Guys, we haven't talked about the coolest thing, that File Island was, like, frozen in the past. That's cool.
Let it go, Davide.
No, I liked it. I'm not being sarcastic.
No.
She made a frozen joke.
Yep.
What?
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the joke. Frozen is a good film. Everyone else like Frozen?
I've never seen
Frozen's
it.
Frozen's fine. It's not
pretty good.
You know,
it's like,
it's not the best film I've ever seen, but
no, I mean, it's not. But
when
it's
I
like,
was watching my nieces and saw it for the first time, and they were singing along with it, that was adorable as hell.
I guess so. I watched it in the theater. It was good. I went alone.
I do have a question.
Can you imagine going to a theater to watch a Disney film?
I went alone to the theater to watch a Walt Disney film because I'm a weirdo.
Weird.
I have a question. Are you going to ask me what it is, or do I just talk?
Okay. What is
okay.
it, Garrett?
Thank you. So did the Digimon just bounce the Digivices on their head until one day they magically disappeared?
Yes.
Apparently, that is the implication. That's supposed to be a metaphor, I would hope, but it doesn't
it doesn't play out like one.
And it doesn't clarify what they would do with it whenever they needed to do anything else.
Right? Like, I have questions about this.
I don't think
this.
They were doing anything else. I think they were just there for like
years. So maybe the problem is you have to win battles by fighting in that form to fill up your EXP bar.
Yeah, that works.
And digivolved ones, temporary digivolved ones just like come with an EXP cut.
That works.
Don't come with any.
Maybe. Oh, we didn't talk about the thing where like no one knows what a fucking hologram is.
Yeah, that's a repeated problem, especially in the dub where Ty is like, "So what if they're computer images? Why does that mean we can't do anything?" Well, because that's how it works, Ty.
Also, like, they give Joe shit for like thinking. For like confusing the holograms one more time than them, and everybody's like, "Oh, Joe, calm down." I'm like, "Guys, you were just fucking doing it yourself. You calm down and leave Joe alone."
Yep.
Joe's a good boy.
Joe has enough problems already.
He has 99 problems, but a hologram ain't one.
No, a hologram was one.
Yeah.
Legitimately one of his problems.
But it was only one.
Right. So I mean, there's still 98, but.
So then
that's the episode.
Oh, we didn't actually mention Homeostasis, who goes unnamed.
Yeah, because the show doesn't.
So Homeostasis is the thing that possesses Hikari. Uh-huh. And Homeostasis says very clearly, we are not gods, refers to itself in the plural in Japanese at all times, which is neat.
I didn't notice that because I don't speak that.
Yeah, it was even in the subs.
Yeah, it was in the sub.
But
I didn't pick it up.
Here in this episode, Homeostasis says, "You know, we're like Digimon, but we don't have bodies."
Right. Hang on, I have a thing to say about that. Because it specifically says that like it was made from data from the internet, and like that's not all Digimon.
# not all Digimon.
Like. It was from data, but like it was never stated to be solely internet data. And I think that also just like breaks the lore of Garbagemon, who was corrupted from the trash bin on your computer.
Well, I mean, okay, I guess that's fair. I think in this case they're referring to it being on any computer connected to the internet, but that's fair. So Homeostasis doesn't come back really until the Cross Wars manga, but is a thing in that one other kind.
Oh, wow, another thing that never comes back in this series.
But it comes back again in a really big way in Try, in ways that we won't spoil, but...
In Try?
Yeah,
did you say in Try?
Try, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With
my main complaint is that in the singular series, which was never planned to have like a try or whatever.
It was. Like, they absolutely intended for there to be an O2, and O2 sets up for an O3 in a really big way. Oh. And then O3 didn't happen. But yeah, it was they were setting up a sequel hook.
I mean, didn't they kicked out the one writer of O2 and then he somehow came back for Try, right?
Well, they didn't want to they kicked out the writer for O2 and he got to make Tamers instead.
Yeah.
Right, so who knows, maybe it was planned out where they were planning to bring this back in the long haul, but then they did Tamers instead?
Yeah, they were just intentionally doing the Metal Gear thing of just leaving a bunch of sequel hooks that they'd have to deal with later.
Right, which like is a problem.
And then mostly not dealing with
it. I really don't like that kind of storytelling. I think that's really bad.
I think when it's done right, it can be good, but in both cases, I don't think they're necessarily creative.
It's hard to do when there's uncertainty to your series.
Most media product exists in a like financial situation where doing that is really stupid. You can do that if you're like, you're writing a series of book and you're literally the only person writing that. That's okay, do that, whatever.
I see where you're coming from.
If you're making something where, you know, every episode needs, like, tons of money, tons of people working on it, that's not a good way to tell your story, because it will go bad. It never goes well, unless you're Kojima, and then it sucks anyway. So, why even do it?
Yeah, guys, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if you've noticed, but this might be the most on-topic we've ever been.
I've been trying.
Bad, and I've been
trying
with an eye.
I've been trying with an eye. Thanks, Barkin.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I think this has been one of the most interesting episodes in a while.
Yeah, it like within the context of the greater narrative. No, it wasn't made to fit in well, but.
But it could have. We don't know what happened behind the scenes. I don't think it's valid to fault it that it never comes back, because that could have been in the cards and we just don't know.
Yeah. Into what? Yeah, but that's not.
It could have been planned.
I think the opposite. I think it's not good to praise something for things that are planned but never are. Like, I can only look at the product.
But
as
I mean,
stands.
Like that just happens. Like,
that's just how things go. O2 in was seriously badly planned because they kept switching directions every two episodes.
Like, O2 could have been meant to come back to this.
That's completely right. But I can only look at the product as it stands, and as it stands, yeah. It's like a mess.
That is not untrue, but it's an interesting mess.
Yeah, fair. I'm not saying it's not interesting. It's just a mess, and this episode, like, I wish it wasn't there. Because it just...
Anyway, so after getting some Deus Ex Machina explanations, Kari gets given her body back, has no memory of what happened, and Ty
doesn't
bother explaining.
Do they explain what happened off camera?
No, they just tell her not to worry about it.
Okay. I'm going to assume off camera they explained it anyway.
Presumably, yeah.
Because Ty's good now, so I believe he'll do something good.
Yeah, so anyway, after
guys,
everybody's
I'm
conscious
good now.
Again.
I am Darren's favorite character.
No. Sub Ty is good now.
Oh damn.
Yep, so Sub Ty's doing again. Pretty well. He's moved up the rankings a bit. Alright.
They even pointed out too, because like he's
at the end of the
he's
series.
Like, oh yeah.
We ranked the characters before. I want to re-rank.
We should re-rank them. I do like that they call back Skull Greymon though.
Yeah, that was kind of neat.
And then homeostasis. Did I say that right? Is that who it is? Is it homeostasis?
Yes. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, but you learned. So good job out of you.
Yeah. I also like that they finally explicitly make it clear that the reason that happened wasn't you weren't being courageous. Because, like, running out in front of that giant monster
was
courageous.
You're being courageous just, in the wrong way.
Yeah, it was being, you know, reckless and doing it for its own sake.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I'm into that.
That's why Skull Greymon was also a good episode.
Yep.
But then the cool stuff at the end happens.
No Greymon in a box. I'm gonna say that.
Like I kind of dig where this leads off. Because so we alluded to it, but Matt still decides to go out and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Which like is fine. Like the Matt arc's bad. So like
yeah, but at least it's almost over.
Right. However, they secretly set up a super good Mimi arc that's coming up.
Yeah, Mimi arc's pretty good. It doesn't come to much because her army's not that useful.
I would notice that they're continuing to push the Joe Mimi ship.
A little bit.
Like, I don't see it that way.
I mean,
but
Joe remains with her.
But if you look back at, I think, like, pretty much the entire Dark Masters arc... There's been bits of Mimi throughout that have been leading up to this moment.
Mimi is one of the better planned things they've done in the entire series. Mimi is like the one actual character in the series.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Ty's been forming a character.
Because like everything that they did wrong with Matt, they've been doing right with Mimi at the same time.
It's like everyone's arc, like last one episode, aside from Mimi, who actually has like consistent arc through all of the series, and it's like what
you I think that's you, fair yeah.
You clearly knew how to build characters because you made Mimi and that's a character that makes sense.
Why is
everyone else so bad?
Ty's been doing a good job.
Ty's been doing better, this episode really helped me with Ty. Ty is terrible
during the whole first half of the series. I think
that's not untrue, but that, Mimi is also pretty terrible during that first half.
It is
intentionally.
It is ironic in the sense of how ironic is used incorrectly in that song that the character that is most played like a shallow valley girl is really this most deep character in the series.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
So yeah, Matt goes off. Mimi stays, Joe offers to stay, and that happens.
Yeah, Mimi just, then, she's had it. We didn't actually explain what Mimi does. Mimi's had it. She can't kill any more people. Or watch their friends die.
Yeah, she's like, she war is anti-killing, getting,
which is really cool and like the most human thing that these child soldiers do.
Yeah. I really like the bits with Mimi.
Yeah.
This opinion has been consistent throughout this entire podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's a really good episode. Definitely above Ogremon and Box.
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, I don't think it's a good episode, first of all. Second of all, it's definitely not over Ogremon and Box. I mean, I would like to specify, because sometimes it seems like I'm coming off as sarcastic or ironic. I generally think that's a really good episode. I wish
it's more a pretty good episode.
I don't think anybody's questioned your sarcasm about that.
Okay.
No. I laugh at you because I think it's sort of funny that that's your gold standard, but
because it's the one episode that's actually like nice and silly and like has fun things in it. Everything else is like, then there's a fight, whatever.
I, on the other hand, really like this episode.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Not perfect, but, you know, pretty good.
We haven't had a perfect Digimon episode.
No.
Ogremon in a Box.
We haven't had a perfect Digimon episode.
Even you can't think that's the perfect episode of Digimon.
I mean, I can't.
No way improvable.
I don't think I can improve it.
All right.
Anyway,
I believe that
Sporky,
it's time for Plot in 60 Seconds.
You need to summarize this episode in 60 seconds or less.
I don't know if I can do
this is
that.
The plot.
What if I did it
in
1 minute?
Okay. We'll change it this one time to give you 1 minute instead of 60 seconds.
That's really generous. Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So this episode, Matt's being a dick. Tai eventually agrees to fight him. They fight. Nothing really happens. Yukari talks to some light. The light possesses her. The light drops a massive amount of lore on everybody and explains to Matt that he's being a dick. Matt realizes this, decides to fuck off on his own. Tai and everybody are like, hey, you shouldn't do that, but also maybe go away. We don't like you. Mimi says she doesn't want to see any more people die, and Joe decides to keep her company so that she won't get killed.
Good job. I found a pistachio on the ground. It's still in the shell, so I think it's safe to eat it.
So you can find us on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where...
Oh, wait, no, it's all mushy. I don't think it's safe to eat it. I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah. So, yeah, so website. Like, it's got website things. I really don't know why you go to the website, to be honest. I'm going to be real with you.
There are like all those,
they go there for the RSS feed link.
Yeah.
Right, but like, once you have that, I understand you don't have a need to go back.
Yeah, but it's a good
website.
It's
the only
website
place I know of to get the show notes, because my podcast feed doesn't download them.
So if you have a good podcast feed, it'll download the show notes and you won't have that problem.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at GoingDigitalPod, or you can follow us on Facebook or whatever. I don't update that really.
You can rate and review us on iTunes.
You can do that.
Because we're still not sure if that feature works, if you're allowed to give us 5 stars. So you should definitely try and see if that works.
Try with an eye.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
do
that joke's not old yet.
I think at some point it will turn back.
It's coming back like disco.
Is there a disco episode in O2? I feel like there could be.
I don't know. There's been a punk Agumon. And a reggae Palmon. I feel like
really
there should
good.
Be a disco Gabumon.
So this is
guys. So while we don't have any more reviews, we do have more ratings. Because iTunes can finally give us an average rating because we have enough now.
Hey, is it 1?
It's 5.
Oh, God, we're amazing. Nice. We're a 5 out of 5.
All right.
We did it, guys. We're real.
Guys, I had a really great time recording episode
about,
number 45.
I want to talk about a thing. To talk about a thing, but I think we're like over time. And it's not
Is it about Digimon?
Not really. It's Digimon adjacent. I just got reminded of it because we were keep talking
what's,
about things that
What's considered
back.
Digimon adjacent to you?
Dark Souls.
No, not really. Like, I was talking with a friend last week, and I just had like this like PTSD flashback where I realized that like as a teen I watched the whole of Charmed, and like I just remembered how awful the show is, and it's pretty funny.
I think I watched all of that once, and it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
I don't know how this is Digimon adjacent.
It's a show that keep presenting things that never come back in the same way that
Charmed is just Supernatural before Supernatural.
It's nice,
but.
I would recommend.
It's also gender swapped.
It is.
That's true, which makes it better.
Right.
It's not. The gender politics of Charmed are not really good.
That's true. I
remember them probably not being good.
Yeah. I can suggest Obscurious Lupa, which is like a YouTube person, did like a run through of all the season, which is pretty entertaining to watch if you like want to remind yourself how terrible the show is. So I recommend that.
Okay. Now you can still not sure how that was Digimon adjacent. So Sporky,
even slightly.
Go ahead and play us out.
They are both TV shows.
Go ahead and play us out.
Guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 45 of Going Digital at Digimon We Watch podcast. And I hope we do it again real soon and don't talk about Charmed. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your Diginome by Gabumon. And keep cryopreserving the world's last phone booth.
Sure, so, are we implying that the world's last phone booth is a living thing?
You gotta keep it nice.
That sounds
but,
like...
But, like if you cryo-freeze it, aren't you making it fragile?
Only if you ever unfreeze it.
I like the idea of a living phone booth. That sounds like a Doctor Who episode.
It also sounds like a Digimon.
Mm. Oh, that'd be a really good Digimon.
Phone booth man.
Phone I think we can mon? Ask May if she ever had a phone booth mon. I don't know if she had a photocopier mon.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Is it the Digiball form of phone book mon?
Oh, these are the deep lore questions. We need to ask May. May, come on and tell us about Copymon.
Last time May came on an episode, it didn't end well. So I'm going
to... This time, May will have to be sober.
Okay. Yes.
We have to do an intervention. Anyhow.
All right, non-sequitur, go.
There's three Digimon in total. Digimon comes into town, Digimon leaves town, and Digimon flies over town.
The Digivolution will not be brought back and explained in the future.
Yeah, good night.
And we still don't know how to end this podcast. And stop.
This is a podcast and we're closing today. We're finishing the podcast and this is ending theme that I just made up on the spot. Beep, beep.